interview with Mrs. Elizabeth McLaughlin for the Youngstown State University Oral History Program on the Ray and School by Hugh Unhart at Youngstown State University on October 28, 1975 at approximately 1:15 p.m. Your family and the neighborhood that you grew up in.
Well, my parents came here from Scotland. They were both born in Ireland, but had gone to Scotland. They came here and settled in Struthers in 1872. There were very few people there. But there was a school, and I attended that until the eighth grade, at which time Mr. Warren P. Moody, who was our principal, decided to start a high school. He had a two-year course, which he himself taught. He was one of the teachers, but he was excellent, and he was a dedicated teacher. My father died when I was three. My older brothers married while I was still a child, so I grew up without and met. Mm-hmm. And he and Mr. Moody was wonderful. I graduated in 1906 from Southern School, and when I knew I was going to Ray, it was beyond words, more than I had ever hoped for. But I went to Ray and I had to take a test. And for the 2 years I passed at Struthers, they gave me the 1 year credit at Ray. So I had 3 years in Ray and school. Mm-hmm. And I can remember walking up the hill and seeing the crowd around those big old steps. They all waited there, we all congregated there and compared notes and helped each other with our lessons. And it was something that I, a little country girl really, it was just wonderful. Then we would go up into the big community hall, the assembly room, where Mr. Wells Griswold would read the Bible. We would stand, of course. Then Mr. Griswold would read the Bible, then the salute to the flag, then we went to our different classes. And the teachers were wonderful. There were teachers who were nationally known. They were really dedicated. And I received an education that I think in some ways is comparable to the college education of today. Because the teachers were so good, and most of the pupils were like me. They really wanted an education. And I think that really is the basis of education. You must want this thing. You have to go to school. It doesn't go down too good with a lot of people.
What courses did you take?
I started as a sophomore. And I took geometry, English, Latin, and French. And in the second, I took, which would be junior year, I took English, Latin, French, and German. And the same in the third or senior year. Wonderful teacher. Miriam Thomas taught French. And Fräulein Kerwer taught German. And I understand that during the First World War, she was incarcerated as an undesirable. But I never knew too much about it. I felt that when I heard it. And when I heard it, it was over. So I was glad I didn't know what was going on. But she was a wonderful teacher. They were all excellent. Of course, I wanted an education, and I think that's the first requisite. You must want it.
How did you get to the school each day?
I went by the streetcar. Now, while I was growing up, the only way my mother could get to town, to Youngstown, she would take the 8 o'clock train in the morning, and then she couldn't get back till 6 o'clock at night. There were two trains.
And what train were you doing?
Pennsylvania. And it went right past our house. Mm-hmm. And but then the streetcar finally came. Of course, after that, the buses. But the buses weren't there while I was in school. It was just the streetcar.
But you look back a number of years being out, and you remember what the building looked like inside. You thought it was walk through the front door.
The first thing was those real wide stairs, and everybody was freaking out. His residence. Now, has anyone told you about the residence? Well, that was the home of Kate Taylor. He lived there. And that was located where they were vacation. Begun 1 week when the boy of your choice carries your book, and how to book in the next week when he carries somebody else's book. And I think the way they arranged it, I think that everybody who went to a school while the president was there had at least one class. Those who took the class, that experience.
In other words, they used the home for a class?
Oh, yes, that class. Two stories. I was talking about six classes over there. But that was fun. You know, back and forth. And I'll meet you on the boardwalk. Mm-hmm. All that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting.
What was a typical classroom like as far as your room was concerned?
Well, now, in the residence, there were chairs with the wide handle, you know, of the students and the students, and that's where they were. Mm-hmm. And in the building proper, they were just up in there. I did tell you he read the Bible, and we had the salute to the flag. That, I think, is very important, because they don't do that nowadays, and that leaves a lot out of school, because I think whether you're Protestant, Catholic, or Jew, you do believe in a superior being, and you need that respect. When you lose respect for God, you lose respect for everything. Mm-hmm. At least that's the way I feel about it.
Okay. Where did most of the students from the land come from? Is there any customer time?
All over the
land. Is there any customer time that more students have come from than others?
Well, I think more come from the north side. Mm-hmm. But there is some from the north side.
Thank you.
I'm
type of things did you read and then discuss? Did you take your lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What type of things do people haul in their lunch sack in 30 years of the 20th century?
Well, that's the kind of thing you could have now. Bologna was always good.
Uh-huh.
And my mother used to make a lot of, well, I suppose it's a coffee shop. And she would have that and keep it. And we would have that for a lunch. But there was always fruit. And there was a little store near our school that we went to, and they had fresh fruit that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a girl, Emma and Alvina.
Mm-hmm. Would you take your lunch there and stand around in front of the store and eat it, or?
No, we had a little room off. Now, when I was at Eastern Town, there were two buildings. First, there was a two-story building, a frame, and first and second grade were in the bottom, and third and fourth were in the top. I taught first grade. Well, then the new building was built, and it was really beautiful. It's still there, Gordon Avenue School, and we were transferred up there. And Reuben, who graduated from Ray and with me, she and I were transferred up to the new building, and a new teacher came in and took our place. And Jean Lindsay was a girl from Strutter who came and took my place in the small building.
Was there any kind of eating facilities at the Ray and School itself?
No.
Where did most of the kids eat there? Just sit around the building somewhere?
Yeah, they just brought their lunch and sat around. There was, I'm sure there wasn't. No, there were no facilities.
We've seen pictures, you know, of the large numbers of people sitting out in front.
Uh-huh.
And well, in good weather, obviously.
Yes.
And
well, they, those wide steps and that group around there, that's the thing I remember most, because that's what I saw every morning as the streetcar from Strutters came right into the dump. Of course, they don't have that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we walked up the hill, and it was just a path walk, you know, a sidewalk. Not like it is today. So many changes.
Did you have to go over the Erie Railroad track?
Oh, yes.
There was no bridge, was
no
there?
No bridge.
Yeah, you had to walk across it.
Walk across the bridge. That's
uh-huh.
right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you knew they were there. You took care of yourself.
You looked both ways?
Yeah, both ways, I'll say.
Yeah. What was the town like?
In Strother?
Or Youngstown?
Oh, Youngstown. Well, now, the streets were paved downtown. They were good. I couldn't tell you much about the outline because, of course, my home was in Strother. But I met some wonderful people there. That's how I met my husband. And I knew Donald Lynn. You probably know him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Erskine Maiden.
Yeah.
And of course, we had a football team. And our own group had their little slogan. Of course, it wasn't generally known in Rayon, but we had our own. And then I went with the hero of the track team, Ted Post. And we went to all the track meets that were held in Youngstown and to the football games, too. There was no basketball.
Mm-hmm. Who did Rayon play at this time?
Well,
do you recall any
they,
team?
Kiss Committee. Know where that is?
Gosh, never even heard of it.
And, of course, then after South Star, they
yeah.
played South. Then there was another one with a peculiar name. And I'm thinking of Winstocky, but that's where my brother lived.
How many games did they play in the fall? Two or three, maybe?
Maybe. Not too many.
Uh-huh.
And several times they went out of town. But most of the games I think they played here.
Mm-hmm.
I was not too interested in football.
Mm-hmm.
But then when we graduated from the old opera house, which was in the corner of downtown. Now it would be the southwest corner where there's a drugstore there now.
Mm-hmm.
But there used to be, the opera house used to be there. The first, there was a church there later. I don't know what's there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we graduated. And that's where a lot of the good singers and actors who came to Youngstown. Then later they built the opera house down on Champion Street down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was another thing that was great to me. I played and sang, and that was always interested in.
What was your graduation ceremony?
You know, they handed out the diploma, and since Rich called me, I've been trying to think who spoke, but I can't. There was a speaker, but I don't know who it was. I can't remember.
There was 100 and how many in your class?
108.
108.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously caps and gowns.
Yeah.
Did Rayon have an orchestra or
no,
music
we had no caps and gowns.
You did?
No. I wore a real pretty white dress with my sister made for me. No, there were no caps and gowns.
Hmm. Was there an orchestra or just an organ or what? Was there any kind of processional music of any sort?
Yes, there was. But what it was, I couldn't tell you.
Rayon didn't have a music department.
No, they had no music.
Did they have a choir?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we sang. When we got together, we would sing.
Yeah.
But there was no organized body.
There was no music teacher.
No, no music teacher.
Mm-hmm. What about debate? Was there a debate team or a debate society?
No, not that I remember. No, I think there had been. I probably would have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember of any debate club at all.
It has a strong was, I should say, a strong institution.
Oh, yes.
Because many people refer to it as the Rayen School.
The Rayen School. And I spoke of Mr. Moody. I was without men in my life. And when I went to Rayen School, Mr. Griswold was a man just like Mr. Moody.
Mm-hmm.
A wonderful man.
Mm-hmm.
And he read the Bible, he really, so you just stopped and listened to him when he read it.
Mm-hmm.
And they both had their favorite passages, you know, that they would read. And there was always absolute silence.
Mm.
It was, those teachers were good teachers. We, Mr. Chatterton taught Latin. He later was the head of South High. Then Mr. Herr was the teacher. He later was principal of Rayen. And Mr. Miller was the teacher. He later was the principal at Rayen. And Mr. Johnson taught geometry. And Ms. Morrison English. Ms. Carroll German. Ms. Thomas French. And Ms. Florence Tuckerman. And I wrote down the names as I thought of them.
Yeah.
I wrote them down. Morrison, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Chatterton, Miriam Thomas, Sarah Jane Peterson, Lida Balson, Florence Tuckerman, Mr. Herr, Mr. Chatterton, Mr. Miller. That's about all I remember. There were more, but
you know,
it's pretty hard to remember.
That's
them
right.
All.
Well, look how long back, you know,
yeah,
we're recalling. You know, children are always children. Every generation with little pranks,
yeah,
and things. What did can you remember some of the pranks that they pulled at Rayen on occasion?
No, I really can't, because as soon as school was out, I had to hurry down to get the pre-car home.
Mm-hmm.
So all of that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
I finally, when I was a senior, I had met two girls who were very good friends. And any time there was a party, I had to leave before the fair had started.
Mm-hmm.
So their mother and my mother got together, and it was decided that when there was a party, I should stay at their home. And that was fine, because I was the one that played the piano and the led the singing. That's about all we did in those days. That's the way you had your fun.
Sure.
We played and sang. And so that's the way I got to stay for the party that were held.
Maybe the student body got together and worked out something with
yeah,
your mother so that they would have a piano player around.
So,
tell us a little bit about the town you grew up.
Well,
what it was like at the turn of the century.
Well, it was a small town. Everybody knew everybody. And it was dry. There was no drinking. No
brothers,
liquor,
there was no drinking.
No drinking. It was dry. And my mother kept the hotel. We lived in the hotel. And for that reason, we worked very hard when it came time to vote, because we knew that she was by herself, and there was no men around except the man who lived at the hotel. And she always said if Green came into the town, she would be afraid. So I can remember walking in the parade for the WCCU,
mm-hmm,
when I was about 10 years old. And, I was one of the first that had a bobby haircut, you know, your haircut. Everything, the things just seem so silly now compared to the things they have today.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was lamps Well, before Gasland, it was Chimneyland.
Oh, oh, are you talking about in the homes, yeah.
Yeah. And then there were no streets. When the mud was bad, just muddy, that was all. You had to clean off the mud. There were no sweepers, no washers, nothing to make life easy the way it is today.
What type of people stayed at the hotel that your mother ran at this time?
Just before we went into the hotel, the Rotten Wire was built in Struthers, and it was right back up at the hotel. And there were a group of men from Youngstown and from Niles. Now, they were the ones who stayed overnight. The men from Youngstown came down. They had horse buggies. And some of them came on that 8 o'clock train that my mother used to take. Mm-hmm. But the ones who stayed at the hotel, many of them were from Niles because it was a new mill and the wages were good. And it was worth their while to come Monday morning and stay Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm.
What kind of, what were the rates like?
Oh, that I couldn't tell it.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have to work in the hotel yourself.
No, the most I ever did was help set the table.
You had a dining room there, too.
Oh, yeah, big dining room. Uh-huh. My sister and I, the sister and me, we used to lay the table the children were and get the napkins just right and all that kind of stuff. When she bought the hotel, there was a man went with her, whose name was Henry, and he went berserk one day, and that was very exciting. I can remember that very well. Now we found out later that his mother had been in the insane asylum for years.
You say he went with the hotel. Was he sort of like a porter or the janitor or something?
Just a
general man.
And there was a little room down back in the kitchen where he always slept.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who were selling the hotel said that he had been with them for years and they had never been in any trouble and was worth his keep. So my mother decided to keep him off.
Mm-hmm.
But we were always afraid of little girls who came to play with me. We were always afraid of him.
Now you look back and wonder why.
Yes.
Do you remember the temperance movement and marching into the youngster?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the Ku Klux Klan in operation?
Oh, very well. Very well. Personally.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell us about them?
Well, that really wasn't part of the writing because
I understand.
I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And we had bought a home when Vincent was about 9 months old. We bought a home. And we lived next door to a young couple. We were all young couples together. And they had been very good friends. And we never dreamed that they would be part of it. But one Saturday night, they had a big meeting on the road from Youngstown to Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
There was a field there, an immense field. They said there were 50,000 people there, and I don't doubt it. And they burned a cross, and we stood on our back porch, and my husband and I both cried. You could see the flames up to the sky. And that was on Saturday. Well, the next day, my husband went to the door, and the two little girls from next door were sitting on our steps in full Klan brigade. Well, we were
not one through the porch room.
And he was very upset. He yelled at the kids. Of course, they were at home screaming. And their father came out and then told him, he said, I thought you had no sense to be beaten up. John said, I don't believe in them, yes, he said. you know why I joined? Jim said, no, he said, I'm running for county auditor. And that's the only way I'll get what he got. And he held it as long as he wanted. But there were no Catholics elected that year.
Yeah.
I know that Vin and John had been good friends. But there was always like a shadow between that and that. And I know there was, they thought they were hurting the Catholic Church, but they didn't. Because people who had, were fallen away Catholics came back to the church.
Mm-hmm.
They were fallen away, they probably had been to church for years.
Yeah.
But they still considered themselves Catholics.
Was
but
it a...
It was a bitter time. It was very bitter.
Of course, this was nationwide. It wasn't just local.
Oh, no, it wasn't just
and,
local.
Judge Heckerman.
Yes.
We interviewed him, it's been now about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, he was running for mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was Catholic. And, you know, the real difficulty that these people.
It was very hard.
Mm-hmm. It, very emotional.
Yes.
No rhyme or reason, emotional.
No. I remember that Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We stood up there and cried. And I often wonder, even now, I wonder why they picked on the cross. Because the cross is what Christ died on.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't understand their reasoning at all why they did that. But it was a means of making money for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I know John became county auditor.
Because he belonged to the right organization.
Right.
Right organization. Mm-hmm. We've been talking for a considerable length of time, but when did your husband pass away?
In 1939. Which was 4 years old.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask that we mentioned something about the 20s and the Ku Klux Klan. How did you make it through the Depression?
I worked. I started back to teaching. I taught for 2 years, and then I had a heart attack. Then, by this time, there were a couple of girls. Vincent was working. He was in the dead of the Depression. But he was lucky. He got a job. He sold tape at the Kavanaugh Company.
Oh, yeah.
And he worked there. Then one of the girls was old enough to work. And just one after the other, they came, and they each did their bit. And I worked. Then later on, when they all left, I kept rumors.
Mm-hmm.
I went to my mother's. I bought a house up on Elm Street. When Vin died, he left enough insurance that I paid off the house. Well, it was done, and I had a dress shop in my home, and I sold dresses, and I did the repair work on them. I managed just to keep from hand to mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they all went through school, and the boys got their college from the GI Bill,
mm-hmm.
and they all managed.
Mm-hmm.
I have beautiful daughters, and they all married wonderful men.
It's amazing what
one woman can do when she makes up her mind.
Well, what anyone can do, you know, when the chips are down and there's no place to turn, you just start putting it together.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
I know when he was dead, people came and they say, "What's she ever gonna do with all those kids?"
Didn't bother you, did it?
What would I ever have done without?
That's right.
They were my reason for living.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they all Rayan?
Oh, yeah.
Every one of them went to Rayan.
Six went to Rayan and four went to Ursuline.
Well, mm-hmm.
Ursuline came up.
Yeah, that's right.
And I was teaching in the Catholic school, so I sent the four to Rayan, to Ursuline.
Did you find that when you were teaching, that you did things much like what they did at Rand?
No, it was more like we had done when I first started to teach. This one was still excellent. I understand it isn't good at St. Ed's now, but it really was good then. Mm-hmm. And we had more trouble with the parents than we had with the pupils.
What subject did you teach?
Well, I taught fourth grade.
Fourth grade.
And then after I was well then, I started and I substituted. Mm-hmm. And I substituted all over the city in the Catholic school. Mm-hmm. And I taught to any grade that was open or that needed help, because I knew it all because my children were going to school. And I helped all of them. I worked with them. And it seemed the children in school were my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been chit-chatting about the Ray and Pool. As you look back now, is there anything that you see, Rand, that if you had the power, you would have liked to have changed and done different?
Back then, mm-hmm. You mean? No. To me, Rand was perfect. I loved the teachers and I loved the surroundings. I remember one day I came in and I made a noise, and one of the teachers said, "McAvoy, what a noise." And I said, "Oh, that's the exuberance of youthful spirit." She said, "Where did you get that?" "No," she said, "you didn't get that out of Stoddard's lectures. They all knew me for the Stoddard's lectures." Because I think that's where I got most of my knowledge about the other world. Mm-hmm. There was nothing in Struthers. We had no public library. We had nothing. Just that one little school. And there were not too many magazines in those days. I had an older sister who was a teacher too. And she was always getting books. And I'd read what any of them was bringing out.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's about all.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very kindly, Mrs. McLaughlin.
It was a beautiful experience going to Rand School. Mm-hmm.